This segment is brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments, to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988. A very good day to everyone. We are joined by a very extra special guest, Congresswoman Yvette Clark, who represents the 9th Congressional District in Brooklyn. Good to have you here with us today.
It's great to be with you, Pearl. Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure. On Wednesday, January the 6th, 2021, America and the world witnessed domestic terrorism on the Capitol, incited by a sitting president, Donald Trump. You voted for his impeachment. Recently, we celebrated Martin Luther King Jr. One of his quotes says, "The time is always right to do what is right." Trump has left office, and some are thinking, let it be. Can you explain the significance of Trump's impeachment and your vote?
Absolutely, and I'm so glad that you've raised this question, Pearl. You see, my vision of our democracy is one that is inclusive and supports and elevates the voices of all people of color. We are Americans, and the American voice is meaningless if it doesn't represent the diverse experiences of the country that we live in and we love. And my vision of democracy is one that respects and honors the voting process. Without that, our democracy is on a downward spiral to authoritarianism. So we have to restore Americans' faith in our democracy and national security. There's no act of terrorism by right-wing white supremacists that should stop that evolution of our democracy. And what we saw on January 6th was a convulsive and violent reaction to the reality of what democracy in America looks like, what it means. And this act of domestic terrorism was promoted, instigated, and advanced by the man in the White House, Donald Trump. Many of us know that this had this been a demonstration facilitated by black or brown people, if this was Black Lives Matter, they would have been met by an unprecedented amount of deadly force. But these thugs, presumably because they were white and supported by deranged occupant of the White House, were facilitated in their insurrection. And that cannot be tolerated. There are those who say, let it be. And what do we say when the next insurrection occurs and more lives are taken? We had 5 people die on January 6th. What do we say when the next authoritarian president is elected or installed in place that then takes us down this road of cruelty and injustice once again? If we don't set this example now, we are setting a very bad precedent for the undergirding of our democracy. Not only that, we leave ourselves open to more insurrection. We leave ourselves open to the possibility that Donald Trump could actually run for office again and stoke the fires of hatred, bigotry, and discrimination. The ability for him to run again will create a climate that would be extremely harmful to our democracy. So that's why I voted to impeach Donald Trump. That's why it's important that we continue to have his trial in the Senate, make it very transparent to the American people so that we value the democracy that we live in, that we understand our role and responsibility as citizens to uphold our democracy and to recognize that a democracy and our votes are sacred, as my colleague, the late Honorable John Lewis would say. That has been a guiding light and a guiding principle. And while our nation is not perfect, democracy enables us to reach for perfection, to be inclusive through our franchise in shaping the future for ourselves, our children, and our descendants.
Congresswoman Clark, I want to thank you so much for this powerful message, those powerful words. And from me being here in Brooklyn, New York, and I'm sure it's amazing for you in Washington, it is very, very good. It's a great feeling to say President Joe Biden.
It's great to say President Joe Biden, and it's wonderful to say Vice President Kamala Harris.
Oh, yes,
Harris.
Definitely, of course. How could I forget? Thank you so much, and we definitely look forward to having you here. Always a pleasure.
Thank you for having me once again. Many blessings to you, Pearl. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay strong, stay blessed. And to all of your listeners, wear a mask.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Blessings to you as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This segment was brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise, or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988.